Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
Well, cash cattle markets continue to remain quiet going into this morning, with asking prices and bids still hard to pin down in most areas of cattle country. The delay in cattle being priced appears to be focused on outside market moves, as feeders are still expected to price cattle above last week's levels, but they're not going to shoot themselves in the foot in the event of the aggressive follow-through futures pressure developing in the coming days. Through the morning, it's likely that we'll see much more pricing activity, although bids may be delayed until either late in the day or further out in the week. Even though the hog futures closed mostly lower yesterday, a sense of market stability is developing in the hog complex as traders move away from the aggressive market tumble last week. Holding prices above Friday's lows will be essential in sparking renewed late-week buyer support in the hog complex. This would put the support target at about 61.60 in April contracts. The potential to bring light but supportive buyer support back into the nearby hog futures trade in the next couple of days could help to spark renewed non-commercial trade support through the end of the week. On the grain, strengths being seen overnight at all three wheat exchanges as winter wheat contracts try to string three winning sessions together, while spring wheat languishes near six-week lows. At the very best, wheat futures appear to have found some support after the sell-off and have provided a very objective risk parameter around which to gauge bearish decisions. Slightly higher corn prices overnight, but remaining inside Tuesday's range so far. If we look at March, corn is having a 371 to 394 range. The midpoint would be 382 and a half, a level the market has played tag with each day so far this week. With prices sitting near that level overnight, it makes directional conviction from this point a bit difficult. The soy complex is firmer overnight, building on light gains at the open to trade higher by 6 to 8 cents. After the December rally and the January decline, the trending behavior in soybeans is undeniable and begs the question of whether February will be a rally month for the commodity. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, Superior Livestock's next video cattle auction coming Thursday, February 6th. Live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 6,900 yearling steers, 3,300 yearling heifers, and 13,000 weaned calves. For details, when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
February live cattle down 5 cents yesterday, 121.62. April down 7, 120.65. March feeder cattle up 85 cents at 137.50. April up 57 cents at 138.92. February hogs up 45, 56.75. Kansas City wheat, March up a half, 467 and a quarter. May was up a half at 474. Chicago wheat, March up 1 3/4 at 557 and a quarter. May was up 3/4 at 554 and a half. March corn up 3 1/2, 382 and a quarter. May was up 3 1/2 at 388. March soybeans up 2 1/2, 879 and a half. May was up 2 1/4, 893. March cotton up 51, 6735. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.